You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. So we're talking about Sabbath principles, principles of the fourth commandment, where it was reading on Exodus 35, verse 1, Moses gathered all of the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words which the Lord commanded you to do. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day shall be holy to you, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day." Very simple set of instructions here. 6 days you work, 1 day you don't. On this seventh day, don't go out and kindle a fire. So, in Numbers, we have the example of the man going out and gather, not Numbers, but yeah, Numbers 15:32. He goes out and he gathers sticks on the Sabbath day, and he's going to kindle the fire, and they take him in front of God. What should we do to him? God says, kill him. People think, oh, that's so terrible, that's so terrible. You know, I heard a Sunday Baptist preachers preaching all day long about God's gonna throw you in hell and burn you forever and on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, somehow that's okay. But to violate a clear command of God to not kindle the fire on the Sabbath day, that, oh, he's uncaring, unloving. So God simply said, don't kindle a fire on the Sabbath. Why? Why would he say that? Because it's a lot of work. And you need a fire for boiling, for cleaning, for cooking. And he tells us to rest. Man has added a whole lot to the law with traditions and has perverted it. The bottom line is God says, don't get caught up in the world on this day. Don't do all your work. You know, as most people probably have never even kindled a fire in their life. And if they did, they started with kindling. You know, when I was growing up, my dad took us out into the woods. And we lived in Wisconsin, and in the wintertime, you know, it could be 0 degrees out there. We'd go out in the woods, and we'd have a hatchet, maybe some rope, and some matches. That was it. First thing we'd do is we'd hack down some evergreen branches and stuff, and we'd make a little lean-to, and then we'd throw some down on the ground to keep us off the cold ground so we could sleep. And then we'd build a fire. It is a lot of work. And this man was going out there and he was working. He was going to, it wasn't that his baby was hungry and crying and needed something to eat. It was that he was in outright pure rebellion against God. He knew clearly what he was not supposed to do, and he just didn't care. How many times are people out there today doing the very same things when they're openly sinning against God and they just don't care? They're not going to do what God says. That's a tragedy. Folks, please quit sinning. Most of you don't know what sin is. Here's how you contact us and learn. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.